Let There Be Lights, Cameras, Action, Inclusion in the Arts and Media for the Visually Impaired, Part 3 by Rick Boggs. The social milieu of Hollywood's entertainment biz includes a diverse socio-economic mix of individuals from an eclectic source of geographic origins. From that perspective, the entertainment business may seem diverse and inclusive, but from traditional definitions of diversity, including ethnicity and gender, nothing could be farther from the truth. Where disability is concerned, film and TV studios continue to ignore, underrepresent, and discriminate against that 17% of the American scene. Blind persons are among the very least visible people in the media, and blind characters in the media are most often portrayed by sighted actors. Previously, the series explored the opportunities and requirements for employment in the media from a behind-the-scenes perspective. A handful of collegial performers, including blind professionals, have kindly contributed to this discussion of the opportunities for employment in the performing arts, e.g. acting, voiceover, and music. Page 50. Acting. An entire book could, and probably should, be written about how blind performers can approach acting as a profession. Discussions of stage blocking and camera cheating and body language could make for interesting reading for anyone, and would be quite helpful to aspiring blind performers. Unfortunately, explanations about the technical how-to aspect of performing for cameras or stage for blind actors will have to wait for a future article. However, much of the relevant information about launching a career, which happens to be similar for sighted or blind performers, can be described here with the help of some cowl-edible, experienced performers, including blind professionals as well as the most famous actor with a disability on TV today. The working life of an actor has been so glamorized that understanding what skills are required may be difficult. My own experience as an actor suggests that people's skills are the real key. Steve Gladstone, a blind actor/entertainer in Florida, describes the essential skills for actors as ability to deliver honesty and believability in your performance. Lynn Manning, an internationally acclaimed blind actor, says, "You have to be able to memorize lines, and do so quickly. You have to be able to convincingly convey a variety of emotional states. You must have body consciousness, the awareness of your own physical presence as well as how to use body language." So how does one develop the skills required for professional acting? Steve Gladstone's ideas include continually practice your craft through paid gigs, unpaid projects, classes, or workshops. Lynn Manning recommends to get professional training, collegiate or private. Join a small theater company or ensemble. Don't allow yourself or others to limit you to specifically blind roles. The most visible actor with a page 51 disability on TV today is Robert David Hall, actor on CSI and activist for people with disabilities. He suggests that on-camera and stage actors need to perform in anything they can get to, community theater, student films, etc. Does blindness really make a difference for those who wish to pursue a career in acting? According to Robert David Hall, there is a discriminatory and slightly ignorant world out there. There are people with the power to employ blind performers who have stereotypical views about blind people. Steve Gladstone says, "Lacking sight is a showstopper for some directors regardless of your talent. Also, lacking sight makes it difficult for timely transportation to auditions and callbacks." Lynn Manning shares his perspective this way: "For me, being blind has made it easier to step out onto the stage, because I'm no longer intimidated by the visual reality of the spotlight. On the other hand, it's made acting for the camera more difficult, because I'm never secure with where or how to focus my face and eyes. The most difficult thing to accept about being a professional blind actor is the dearth of opportunities to audition for roles, let alone get the part. It's been truly bleak out here." Some people question whether an acting career is even possible for blind performers. How realistic is it? As for myself, it has been much like careers of non-disabled actors. Some years it has paid the bills, and more. Other years it has been completely absent from my financial picture. My biggest complaint is not being allowed to audition for roles that were not conceived as blind characters. If I could do that, I would have an equal shot at making more of a career out of it. My esteemed colleague, Len Manning, numbers the known blind actors as around 40 or so. He says, here in the States, I'm aware of approximately 10 blind/visually impaired professional stage actors. Overseas, I'm aware of far more. Between the two professional blind theater, page 52, companies of extant in the UK and New Life in Croatia, there are at least 25 actors. I've also met blind actors from Slovenia, France, Norway, Spain, and Italy. That's at least another dozen. Robert David Hall remarks, sadly, there have been very few blind performers I'm aware of who work in the acting profession. I still refuse to believe that great talent will be stopped, but it can certainly be discouraged and slowed down. Voiceover. For some blind performers, the tasks of hitting physical marks, properly cheating cameras, and incorporating effective body language are just beyond the scope of capability or interest. Hence, voiceover work seems like a natural fit. Here again, most people in general do not understand what is really required for this work. The sound of one's voice is perhaps not the most important factor. While some voices are simply not very suitable to any type of voice recording work, most voice types have their market. Simply listen to the radio or television and notice the range of voice types you will hear: young female, middle-aged female, young male, middle-aged male, and a variety of animated character voices. The real skill that separates professionals from amateurs is the reading ability, the ability to interpret material and deliver a variety of convincing performances that sound like original thoughts and not like someone reading a script. Two blind voiceover artists with professional experience shed some light on what is important in developing a career in voiceover. Tina Wilson, a blind vo artist on the West Coast, believes perseverance is critical. You must be pretty thick-skinned in the face of rejection in order to survive. Confidence in your abilities is a must. Tom Lodkowski, an East Coast vo artist with professional experience, adds, adaptability is key. Knowing, page 53, what to ask for can make all the difference. Proficiency in assistive technology is vital to being able to compete. What should an aspiring blind voiceover artist do to get started? Tina Wilson points out the importance of having a home studio, continuing training, and networking. Tom Lodkowski states, initial contact with someone requires education and familiarization. If you are the right voice for the gig, they will do what they need to do to a certain extent, and you need to do your part. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Start small and grow. Don't expect to start huge. Volunteer, do industrials, develop your technique, network, start with SUS, if possible. Robert David Hall, who has also had a very successful voiceover career, has this advice: if I wanted a career in the voice world, I'd take classes from working professionals, classes in basic diction, classes focusing on commercial voice, animation, documentary reads, trailer, and promo skills. Above all, I'd try to record myself every day, and critique myself, and get a pro to listen to me, and offer some opinions. There are logistical issues confronting blind voiceover artists, including the need for accessible scripts. I prefer to read Braille, either from paper or from a note taker. I have witnessed Tom Sullivan, Chris Snyder, and other blind vo artists using ear prompters quite successfully. Tina Wilson says, scripts are emailed prior, and I braille them ahead of time. Otherwise, it is dictated, and I braille it by hand. Tom Lodkowski handles scripts by obtaining scripts prior, scanning them with OCR technology, and embossing them. Tom emphasizes the importance of reading Braille, being computer literate, and understanding audio recording software. Music. Frequently when people think of the music career, they limit their imagination to pop songs on the radio, or perhaps movie. Page 54. Scores. In fact, music is incorporated into nearly every aspect of the entertainment industry, from radio ads to music beds under TV sports highlights, to video games, telephone systems, and more. Figuring out which markets to exploit and how to ensure your music is heard by the right people is probably the most difficult part of the journey.